Okay, now we are going to comment on the latest PHP Innovation Award winners and nominees.
And JavaScript.
JavaScript first, as always. Despite the use these days, we no longer have the JavaScript engulfed. Unfortunately, it was taking time, and unfortunately, I don't have time, despite Arthur's wanting to continue that, but maybe can get back to it later. But now, after the inception, let's move on. The Innovation Award winners, like in April, we had two nominees. Arthur, which one would you like to comment?
On the one super interestingly sounding,
yeah,
but I think it would become quite irritating for the end users, and it's called JS Sound, and it can play sounds on different events that happen on the page element. Like you can hover mouse or something or click on something and it could play sounds. And it was developed by Dave Normington from United Kingdom. And we can even show a quick example in the code. So yes, you can provide ID or class and the value and the sound to play WAV or MP3 formats, and also specify some other event, and it would play the sound. And yes, Dave was a winner of this competition.
Yeah.
No prize yet.
I don't know. Sometimes messages do not arrive, or probably authors are not so interested in prizes, but that's okay. So on my behalf, I'll also like to comment on another package after the inception, which is Tap AI. This is a package from Leonardo Mauro Pereira from Brazil. And this package, it kind of implements a game that requires the users to interact. And it is interesting because it records the actions of the user, so they can be analyzed later. Like, for instance, if you know those eye tracking applications, they sort of use that information. Well, they certainly use the information about the events related with the user movements on the screen. And this is a package that can be used for that. And for this, Leonardo picked a book from O'Reilly, an e-book of choice. And this is quite interesting because the package that he developed can open for other opportunities, probably for a bigger package that can do other interesting things. Let's see if Leonardo can come out of it. So congratulations for this package so far. Let's see what comes next. And since we only had two nominees, let me comment on the Innovation Award rankings for 2017. So far, Emil Kilas from Sweden is ahead with 3 packages and 11 points. Martin Barker from the UK is in second with 2 packages and 9 points. Then Martin Latter from also UK is next with 1 package and 5 points. Then in fourth place is Jeremy Judo from China, Anders Toth from Hungary. Arthur Sassins is also in fourth with 1 package and 3 points. Then David Normington from the UK, Tom Loprod from Spain, Leonardo Moraes from Brazil, and Emmanuel Podvan from France are tied in seventh place with 1 package and 2 points. As a country, the United Kingdom is ahead with 5 packages and 17 points, followed by Sweden with 3 packages and 11 points. Then comes China and Hungary in Latvia, tied with 1 package and 3 points. Then France, Brazil, Germany, Spain are tied in 6th position with 1 package and 2 points. And finally, United States is in 10th place with one package in one point. Now, moving on to PHP for April, there are like 14 nominees. And well, let's start with the first. Artus, which ones would you like to comment?
Okay, let me get through them quickly. So the first one I wanted to comment is a unified PHP playlist. So basically, it can parse different playlist formats. As you see, there are ASX, M3U, PLS, XSPF, etc. So it can parse this whole playlist and extract information like title, total track count, duration, and file size of each track. For each track, it extracts URL, artist, song, album, basically all this information that's usually stored in playlist. And so you can make a unified playlist from importing from different players or playlist managers. And this package was developed by Sergey Vanyushin from Russia, and he got PHP Storm ID 1 year individual subscription for this package. Next one, when I opened this package, it already asked me to enable my camera, allow to access my camera because it's PHP webcam capture. Save picture taken from webcam to a file or MySQL. So it was developed by Vivek Moyal from India, and yes, it does what it says. So it uses a JavaScript code to fetch an image from a webcam, and then it gets stored either on file system or stored in MySQL database. And Vivek got one big LAPHP and Flash mascot, so one of the elephants found their home. That's nice. I think there is a demo that asked, but I did not block it yet, and I think it re-asks me right now. So contacts is exactly right now. But yes, okay. Next one is PHP VScript shell exec run commands using Windows with double script objects. So what it looks like is something like this. We require a class, we create an instance, and then we can directly execute different Windows commands, like starting a specific application, which is nice. Probably the PHP needs to run on Windows for this to work. And it was developed by Christian V, the one that we all know, from France. And the next package is PHP Session MySQL Handler for storing session that data in MySQL. So it was developed by Lars Moleken from Germany. And the interesting part is that, okay, first of all, this class is based on Zebra session from Stefan Gabos, but the other interesting thing is that it does a role lock kind of mechanism that prevents others from modifying the same session. So one user can access only this one session, nobody else can access it. Next package is PHP wallpaper download. You can upload list and display wallpaper images, so you can kind of create this gallery for your wallpapers. And it was developed by Vish Sade from India. And he got 1 year server license IP to country region for this package. Another package is PHP ODT template for a SQL report. So it can generate report from MySQL data and output it basically similar to a Word document using ODT templates. ODT is a Word-like document file for OpenOffice, or I think it was called LibreOffice. I don't remember which version is now correct. So you can extract data from MySQL, insert it into a template, and generate the Word-like document. And it was developed by Marco Silano from Italy. Yeah, there is a screenshot, I think, from the UI of how you can define and create the document.
Yeah, this is pretty nice. Many people tend to use these things because they also need to use this a lot in PHP applications.
Yeah, usually I think, at least what I've had experience with is exporting data as PDF. But yeah, I assume others also need some editable, more editable format like Word file or OTT file. And the last package is the one we comment on Toriel's article, some previous podcast. So it allows you to digitally sign your PDF documents using Eversign API. So you can manage multiple PDF documents and digitally sign it, which is also on the same basis that you have signed it yourself. So it's signed with your authority and secure too. And it was developed by Dave Smith from United States. I think that's all on my part.
Okay, I was trying to figure which ones I would like to comment first, but all of them are pretty interesting. Let me start from the beginning after I managed to share and go through some inception. Is it appearing correctly now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start from this package, Phonetic Algorithms, from Lars Mollekam from Germany. And this is interesting package. You know, there are like, usually we use Soundex or I forgot, Levenstein, I think, the algorithms. Anyway, this package implements, I'm not sure if it's this Soundex or a variant, but it works in different languages, or at least, let me check if it is more than, it's also, besides English, it's also French and German, because this is useful because sometimes you want to figure if the user has misspelled some word and can use Soundex to find a sort of hash that can be used to compare words that can be misspelled versions of other words. So this is an interesting package from Lars from Germany. He did not pick a prize. Usually it doesn't pick a prize. Although every time I mail him, I didn't get a response. I don't know, maybe it's not clear that when he doesn't want a prize, he can at least notify the site so we know. Anyway, he has been publishing many, many packages. Many of them are nominees, like eight out of 17 were nominated. So congratulations. Yet another great package for being innovative again, like the other seven. Next package that I want to comment is PHP PayPal SDK, except this is not coming from PayPal themselves. It's written by Michael Del Sol. He has written a package that can generate classes to access web services based on SOAP. And this one is actually generated by another class. But this one is interesting because it's for PayPal, it's used by many people. And every time they update their WSDL file, it can generate a new version for this package. And you can call is this all the services from PayPal, and it's very interesting for this. Michael picked Zen Studio as a prize. Next package that I want to comment is called Namestring Hoarder. It's from Peter Call from Hong Kong. Peter has been writing many, many interesting packages. Many of them are nominated for being innovative, and this one is. You know, sometimes we have the name of a person written in a field, but we don't know if the first name comes first or second. You can sort of figure out with some heuristics and then can rewrite the name with whatever order you prefer. The next package that I would like to comment. Oh, by the way, Peter is kind enough to participate in the Innovation Award. He doesn't want the prize, he's just participating for the fun of the contest. And that's really great. He has published like 28 packages so far. I know there are a few more in the queue. I'm a bit late in approving those packages because there are so many, but I'm catching up. And from those 28 packages published so far, he has 16 were nominated for the Innovation Award, which it's very impressive. So moving on, the next package is from Chris Jeffries from United Kingdom. It's called Dyn Class, which is a dynamic version of the STD class that comes built in with PHP. You know, there's the STD class. It's like a regular object in JavaScript, but in PHP, the class has a name. Except that class is just for variables, not it doesn't have functions. But in this version, dynamic class, it has different ways to initialize the class itself using the constructor to add dynamically variables and even functions. So this is interesting. It's not the same as STD class. It's not a better version of STD class. It's a different thing. And he has actually written an article, a blog article about it. We comment it in the past. The next package that I want to comment is called Random Text Generator. It is from Max Templevsky from Belarus. And he has written this package, like to generate the test data for, like, for instance, four applications that take forms with values that are texts. And he can generate several types of random text, not just nonsense words, but he can also generate whole sentences with a variable number of words. Names that could be from male and female, which is interesting because depending on what the forms are expecting, it can generate some random data with names that could look like a real male and female names. And other types of common testing values like login names, email addresses, and ages, and so on. So this package was, Max did not pick a prize yet. I don't know if you pick a prize. I need to make it clear. If you don't want the prize, there are several authors that don't want the prize. At least let us know so we can move on to the next winner that may want to nominee that may want a prize. So the next package that I want to comment, this could seem a simple package, but in reality it is a variant of the base 64 encoding and decoding functions that come built in with PHP, with a difference. That package has was published by, well, it's hard to pronounce this name, but I'll try. And Andre Polikanin. Could this be right spelling?
Sounds safe.
But there's more. There are some initials, then Man Lion, and this package is from Andre from Ukraine. And as I said, the package encodes values using base 64, but there is an issue because base 64 also generates equal characters. And he just created a small variant that just replaces those characters with a tilde. So this way you do not have to encode it further when using values to be passed in URLs. So this is interesting. And then the last package that I want to comment is again from Peter Kahl from Hong Kong. And this time it is a package called getLocale from Country Code. This is probably more useful, for instance, for Switzerland that has multiple possible locales, but you know, each country has a locale. Sometimes it's not just mapping the country name to the locale code. Anyway, that's what the package does. It gets the name of the locale, so you can pass to, for instance, PHP functions that take the actual locales to load the localization files, like translations of text and so on. And that's basically what this package does. Well, for packages, that is all. Now let's review where do we stand in terms of the PHP Innovation Award rankings so far. This time, P2Call reached the first position with so many innovative packages and tied with Christian V, as we mentioned in the PHP podcast. Christian has died, unfortunately. He was doing very good so far. He was tied in first place with 73 points, except that Peter had 9 packages and Christian had only 5. So in third place, we have Nahid Bin Hazar with 3 packages and 50 points, followed by Sergey Vanushin from Russia. With 5 packages and 49 points. Lars Mollekam with 4 packages and 35 points is in fifth. Dave Smith is in sixth with 2 packages and 31 points. Vish Sadev from India is in seventh with 2 packages and 27 points. Jel Sabrecht from Belgium is eighth place with 2 packages and 25 points. Salas Acharya from Australia is in ninth place, tied with Alessandro Quintaliani from Italy with 1 package and 21 points. By country, France is still ahead with 8 packages and 100 points. Is followed by United States and India with 75 points. France is still ahead, despite Christian V, unfortunately, will no longer be able to participate. But there are other French people that can help France still go ahead. Let's see how this goes. But after United States and India, there is Hong Kong with 9 packages and 73 points, basically all from Peter Kahl. And then there is Germany in fifth place with 6 packages and 54 points, followed by Bangladesh with 3 packages and 50 points. And then Russian Federation with 5 packages and 49 points is in seventh. Eighth is Italy with 3 packages and 48 points. Pakistan is ninth and with 4 packages and 47 points. Then United Kingdom in 10th with 2 packages and 27 points. Well, with this, you practically end this Innovation Award report for this month. There are still many, many more packages. It's just me that I'm slow. I'm not being able to catch up. There is like 30 packages in the queue. I'm sorry, I apologize, because I'm not able to review it all at once with all the things that are going on in my personal life and also all the things in PHP classes and JS classes. But hopefully next month we'll have even more packages, more interesting packages to comment. I'd like to thank Artus again for coming and helping to comment on this package. And I'll be off. That is all for now. Bye.
Bye.